Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the January 10th, 2022 Five Aces Coaching Call. My name is Marty Lucas. You know, throughout our work, we repeat the wisdom that the physical reality we experience is a result of what is happening in the energetic realms. But we usually just leave it there and don't explore that concept much deeper. It's my current belief that everything we see is a result. It's an effect. All the causes are energetic. Further, our reality is more like the output of a computer than the workings of a machine. Our bodies are the interface that we use to manipulate that output. Our consciousness examines the output and adjusts our programs, and the body carries out the adjustments. But our consciousness is not part of the output. The body is the interface. Our consciousness is the input in the programming, and consciousness is the driver and the creator. Now, since consciousness is the creator of the program, the more we identify with the output, the physical reality, the less we assume the role of creator. If we accept the rules as written and accept the output as inevitable, logical, and necessary, then we quit writing rules and begin to simply obey the ones already in place. But the rules that are in place only describe our understanding of the output. If the input changes, the rules change. By being attached to this physical reality and the rules that govern, we forget that we're the authors of those rules. Since we write the rules, we can also change them. Look at what you accepted as real before you got into energy work and radionics. Look back to a time when you trusted the experts, had faith in the preachers, and assumed the news was reliable. Remember the times when you thought your high school science pretty well described reality, and that anyone believing otherwise was a kook. Maybe your awakening happened a long time ago, maybe it happened over a long period, or all at once. Regardless of your journey, you're in a different place now. You have seen things happen that your high school science cannot explain. You have done things with your instrument and your intent that have changed people's lives and even your own. Miracles are not just fantasy stories from the Bible. They've become a natural part of your everyday life. Maybe you've even gotten to expect miracles. Perhaps your friends and relatives understand your transformation, but more likely, you have different friends now, and most of your relatives either don't know what you do or choose to overlook the fact that you are so far out there. The laws of physics didn't change. Your perspective changed, as did your expectations. You have accepted a different set of rules for your life, and you started writing new ones as well. As your expectations changed, your willingness to see more miracles changed as well. And that puts us squarely on the path of manifesting our thoughts and dreams. The more we see and accept, the more we're able to see and accept. When you see how ordinary the leaders in this field are, it doesn't disappoint you that they aren't some magical being. It encourages you because they are not. The ordinariness that they exhibit means there is nothing they are doing that you cannot do as well or perhaps even better. So when you see something being done, you know you can do it as well. It may take some time and some work and some training, but there is nothing special that any of us have that the rest of us do not. And I'll go even further and tell you that if you know you can do it better than they can, you will be able to do it better. And that is simply because you write the rules for your reality. The major things in life we accept as part of our collective consciousness, and that makes it easier to share this reality with others. But just as the sun rises and sets for everyone, that doesn't mean all the rest of the rules apply equally. I have a friend that could heal broken bones simply by placing his hands on the injury. I'm not as accomplished as he yet, but I've used him as an example to do my own energy healing work. I've accepted it can be done, and have accepted that he is just as ordinary as I. Therefore, I accept I can do it too. When I saw my first Radionic Masters, I saw that it could be done. They told me how, they showed me, and then they told me I could do it. And it was the same with Raymond Grace. Since they said I could, I tried it and it worked. Since those days, whenever I see a healing guru pushing his trademark healing system, I understand that what makes it work is the belief that it works. The system plays a part, but just a minor one. The belief is what carries that energy. And in our work, we know there are times when the dials are not set properly or the switches are wrong, but we get good results nonetheless. That doesn't mean the instrument doesn't do anything. It simply means our power of intention is more powerful than we know. I've worked with an extraordinary energy tool manufacturer for more than a decade. We trade ideas and products and generally do what we can to push the envelope. Last week I called him and told him what we were going to build this year. Even a couple of years ago, it would have been just outside my ability to accept as possible. Just a couple of years ago, my rules would not have allowed it into my reality. But by continuing to push the boundaries of the possible, I'm ready to accept it can be done. So with his help, it will be done. Now, of course, I could build it myself. But he has unique expertise that I do not currently have. Further, his perspective will bring aspects to the work that will make it better than anything I could have done alone. It isn't the first time I've tasked a colleague to build something new and better. And I've found that every time I've done this, the results exceed my expectations, and this project will be no different. My reality is one of survival of the most cooperative. I use and depend upon the expertise of others to make my life better and to expand my reality and to accept more of the possible. And my latest work reflects the change in this perspective. Creator's Purpose is the most powerful high-energy connecting tool I've ever seen. Longevity Elixir is a complex download to suppress and heal aging. And Ra's Chamber is a bit further out, but you'll have to read about that one on the website. And while I've been bringing in these reagents, Gail West brought in Original Essence and the Essence of Wealth. Yes, they work. Yes, they are powerful, and yes, that I use them. And I use other reagents as well. I use a lot of Michelle Peel's reagents because they work and they're powerful. Our only limitations this year are the ones between our ears. We have the energy we need to make whatever changes we want in the information field. The only question remaining is, what are you going to change? Now, we can all relax and go with the flow, and we can be bystanders, if you like. But we have the time and the tools and the expertise to create. So for me, I see no reason not to. I think that's why many of us are here in the first place. What a marvelous time to be on this planet, and what a marvelous time to have this technology. 2022 is going to be one of the most exciting and innovative years, I think, that we have ever lived. Well, with that, let me go ahead and open the lines. Now, I have been invited at the end of this month, at the last weekend of this month, which is the 29th and the 30th, to go to East Lansing, Michigan. To put on a presentation for a number of naturopaths and other alternative healthcare providers. It's not going to be strictly a radionics how-to program. We're certainly going to introduce the radionics and give them an idea about what it is, but it's not going to be a lot of smiling and dialing. It's going to be an awful lot of hands-on. We're going to be doing a lot of work with the replicator taking the tools that I've developed over the last couple of years and using them and working with them and feeling the energy of them. And so if that is something that is of interest to you and you want to go to Lansing, Michigan, you can check out the link on my website. or on the Every Advantage, or just drop me an email, and I can get you the information on that two-day class. The cost currently is $400, you can use that $400 as credit to buy any of the reagents that I'll have with me. So what I want to do is make it as stress-free for everybody as possible, and it promises to be a real good time. That's on the docket. The next class that is really scheduled is the one that Ed and I put together for the Spring Classic down in Atlanta. And that's going to be there, I think it's that first week in May. So it's going to be a little later than it has been, but if you can go to Kelly Research Tech, he's got all of the details on that class. And the video class that we filmed, I guess it's been 2 years ago now, in Atlanta, that is up and online. So again, if you go to his website, he has the links there. So if you want to take that video or that basic, intermediate, and advanced class by video, that is available on his website. So we've got a number of different things coming online, and it's really pretty exciting. So what's new and exciting in your radionic world?
Marty, are you going to put ACE, new ACE class? It's my favorite question.
Yep, it looks like that is coming together. I've got the I've got day one of the syllabus probably about half done, honestly, one of the biggest hang-ups is that as soon as I decide what I want to do, then, you know, somebody comes up with a new reagent or a new process or something else happens, and so I go, well, gosh, I've got to put that in, and so I go back and start rewriting what I've done. So, yeah, still working on that, but not as far along as I would like at this point. But thank you for asking.
Good, good. Let's make it in Florida. It's nice and warm here.
Oh, gosh. Well, it got up to 11 degrees Fahrenheit here in Iowa today. Yeah. Pretty exciting. But, you know, that is one of the advantages of winter in Iowa, is that it gets so cold and nasty that I have absolutely no guilt about not going out and doing anything around the farm. And so I get my paperwork done, I get my clients taken care of, I get my correspondence done. So so the lousy weather is probably pretty good for business. Anybody else online for us tonight? It did get awful quiet.
Yeah, Marty. You mentioned that Michelle Peel has had this gift of channeling to angels since she was a child. And you also repeat many times that if she can do it, then I can do it. But it seems like she has a gift from God, maybe, or a gift that she was specifically given, and like, how would I know, have the slightest idea how to do it? So I think the challenge is not the fact that I can't do it, it's just that how do I do it?
Well, let me tell you how I do it. Now, I have the advantage of, you know, having worked with Avatar and having worked with some of these other high-energy reagents, and so that... And I don't know how much of the blockages were between my ears and how much, ability that adds to it. But the way I do it is that I decide what I want to bring in, whatever that is. And I spend a considerable time crafting the intent to be just what it is. And then I hold a blank rod in my right hand, and then I simply ask Typically, you know, I'm working with Avatar, so I'm asking Avatar and my spiritual allies, if you will, to give me what I'm asking for with all of the harmonics, all of the fractals, all of the layers, all of the supporting rates, you know, everything I need for that particular reagent, whatever it is. And I've got my pendulum in the other hand, and when I get an indication that it's done, then I go test it. And you know what? I think that the first couple of times, I wasn't asking a good enough question, and I find that the ones that I started with earlier are not as powerful as the ones that I've got now. But it really is just a matter of going, what do I have to lose? Step up to the plate, give it a try, and then test the result.
Okay, but I think, what does she have that she is able to do this innately as a child?
I think that she just had information channels that were open ever since she was a child that most of us either had closed or ignored. And I think the other part of it is, you know, much like Raymond Grace tells us, she didn't know it was impossible. And when, in the way she was raised, when she was having these contacts, it wasn't something that the adults told her that she didn't have. It wasn't something that you know, her preachers told her that she couldn't have. It was just as natural to her as anything, and nobody told her that it wasn't possible. And so she didn't learn to ignore it. I think most of us learn to ignore it. I betcha. And, you know, I can't prove this because, well, I don't have those tools yet, but I betcha that if you pull out your dowser and you check, I betcha that at some point or another you have been contacted by the angels, and that had you been paying attention or been open to that contact, you know, you would have gotten the information that you were looking for at that time. And again, it might be because, you know, I did that work with the information channels and I opened up those 33 information channels. That might be what also helped me to do it. But, you know, she is amazing. And you know, if you've got some Christian issues with, you know, talking to the angels or whatever, you know, I just reference where, you know, Jesus said, these things that I do, you shall do and more. And one of the things that he did was, you know, he talked to the spiritual beings all the time. Okay, well, he said I could do it. It doesn't hurt to try. What's the worst that could happen? And we've had
Auntie,
that
how do you spell her last?
I'm sorry, what was that?
No, I'm sorry. I wanted to ask you, how do you spell her last, her name? It's Michelle Peel?
Peel. P-E-A-L.
Oh, P-E-A-L. Okay.
Like
I just was curious. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, a super lady. And she's going to be in at the Dowsers Convention in June. So if you're going to be in New Hampshire in June for the Dowsers Convention, Michelle's going to be there with us. And I think
it depends if you'll. Yeah. Are you going to combine it with your ACE thing or not? I guess you don't know yet.
The dowsing thing, I'm not going to have the ACEs. And the ACEs, I really want to focus it on and for the really advanced radionic energy people. And, you know, the people that like are on this call that have an understanding about, you know, what we're doing and start, you know, really going to that next level. And, you know, sometimes you know, we get, you know, wrapped around the axle about details. But if any group is ready to go to the next level, I think it's this group.
Yeah. But I think you nailed it. It's inside out versus outside in. Are we focusing? We're focusing so much on outside that we're missing the science from the God, which is coming from inside, and then we blame outside because we miss the inside. It's kind of like a vicious cycle. And the intent, man, you are so right. It's the hardest part. Writing, asking right, correct questions, and writing it down. I mean, who would ever think that this will be the hardest part, right?
Right. Absolutely. And then once you finally get that, you know, that question the way you want it, and then, you know, what pops in my mind all the time is, can it really be this easy? You know,
yeah.
Doesn't it have to be harder than this? No,
mm-hmm.
It absolutely can be this easy. And mm-hmm. honestly, this year, if you see something you want to create, you can create it. I mean, I've made just some absolutely crazy, exciting things just because I didn't know that I couldn't.
Yep.
Well, anything else for the good of the cause tonight? Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, if you get a chance, just to give you an idea about how far we can go ahead and get on my website and read what I've written about Ra's chamber. Ra, as in the god Ra. Read what I've written about Ra's chamber. And and certainly if that resonates with you, great. But the reason I'm really pointing you there is to look at that and go, oh my gosh, if this is real, what can I do? If this is real and Marty can bring this in from the energetic realm, what can I bring in this year? What, you know, fantastical, crazy, impossible thing can I do this year? Because this is the year to do crazy, impossible, strange things. Because we finally have the energy, the expertise, and you know what? A lot of the things that we, you know, stood in the way, a lot of our own personal blockages have gone. Because we've seen these other people do it, and we've tried it ourselves, and it worked. And with those blockages gone, that just allows us to do so much more. So if you, you know, as you're stranded in a snowstorm or you're sitting by the fire, open up and just fantasize for a little bit. You know, maybe watch a science fiction movie. Maybe, you know, maybe read a fairy tale, you know, or whatever. And just go, now, wait a minute. They're talking about something there. Gosh, you know, 10 million people have watched this movie. 10 million people have added energy to that thought form, whatever it is. And, yes, of course, the people that watched the movie knew it was a fantasy. But our subconscious mind doesn't know it's a fantasy. Our subconscious mind doesn't know that it can't be done. Our subconscious mind just has this energy pattern with all this energy in it. And we go, wait a minute, if I've got an energy pattern with all that energy in it, what would it take to go ahead and capture that and put it into a reagent? And if I capture it and put it into a reagent, what can I use it for? It's an exciting time, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining me tonight. I very much appreciate it. Oh, one more. Go ahead.
Marty, I just wanted to... this is John from Canada. Wanted to add that this past weekend I had the opportunity to participate in a workshop with John Stuart Reed, who is involved in addicts And basically, your reference and all of that sparked this for me. He had the experience of doing some sound research inside the Great Pyramid, and specifically inside the sarcophagus in the King's Chamber. And what he noticed, if you're familiar with cymatics, sound creates shape, and shape conversely can generate the energy and the force associated with the sound. So anyway, he noticed that the sarcophagus resonated with a specific Egyptian hieroglyph, and that in essence, you know, if you think of Dan Davidson's work about shape, power, and all of that, you have tremendous information contained simply in the angles of a sigil or a drawing. And the you know, I want to tie this into your statement about intent. John Stuart Reed was talking about all of this in terms of the coherence and the precision and the accuracy that is brought through shape. And, you know, and struggling to write down what it is precisely that we want, it's really a coherent, strong, fundamental statement around which the energy can coalesce. And anyway, I just found it to be a really fascinating workshop, and it's totally opened my eyes to possibilities, because, you know, he's in essence starting to think certain frequencies with certain processes inside the mechanisms, and that's exactly what we're doing with our reagents and our rates. So I just offer that up as a thought to stimulate something for anybody.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And you know, the thing is, since this is an energy and information reality we live in, everything was created from basically a consciousness, or everything was created from an intent. And if you thought about it, that means it's got form. And
agreed.
You know, if it's got form, it's got energy. And okay, is that something you want to manifest or not? It is just that, you know, this last few weeks, it's been absolutely magical in the lab. The results that I'm seeing, the results that my clients are seeing, and the stimulation to do more, to do bigger, you know, it's just I feel almost like a preacher as I'm trying to get you folks excited to realize what we can do, and the tools that we have, and I don't know if it is again a cumulative result of, you know, of the things that I've done this last year, these last months, or if it is a fundamental change in the energy, or a combination of there, both, or simply a, you know, me getting rid of the blockages of my own. Don't know exactly what that combination is, but I do know that this is an exciting time to do radionics.
Well, the word coherence has been hounding me for the last, you know, several months, and for some reason, it really does come down to the clarity of intent and letting that be all that's required, you know.
I think you're
are we talking about, yeah, and I'm just curious, it probably would be the same energy field if you have heart math and brain and heart coherence. Wouldn't it be very similar frequency when sympathetic, parasympathetic nervous system balanced, and you have that portal into within, not clouded? I don't know. It's fascinating. If everybody can understand that, I think we'll need no doctors, no counsel. It would be so good.
Yeah, and what the Huna was taught was that the lower self had to be in agreement with the higher self,
right,
in order to manifest. Well, in agreement with is a different way of saying coherent. And is a different way of saying, you know, clear intent. And so when you have that clear intent, you have that coherence, you have that focus, and then things happen.
Yeah, I understand.
It is a cool time to do radionics or any energy work.
Agreed.
All right. Well, again, thank you for joining me tonight. It's an exciting time. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Let me know if you're going to be coming to the Lansing event, and if you are thinking about going to the Dowsers Convention, they are still looking for speakers, and they are looking for vendors as well. So you can get on their website at dowsers.org. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Have a fabulous 2 weeks, and we'll talk towards the end of the month. Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Yeah, good night.
Thanks.